Election Year Lessons, courtesy of Kate Middleton. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It was supposed to be just another royal social media post celebrating Mother's Day in the UK. But that doctored photo of the Princess of Wales and her kids went on to fuel all kinds of conspiracy theories about Kate Middleton's health and where she's been. This election season, that royal mishap served as a reminder that seeing is not always believing, especially on the internet. Images manipulated by AI or just basic Photoshop are everywhere, meaning we have to scrutinize user-generated content no matter how official the source. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explained why some fake images circulating of President Biden and former President Trump ahead of Election Day can be so problematic.
Even though the images themselves don't show Trump or Biden committing crimes or potentially doing anything specifically terrible, it could be used to sort of further a narrative or perpetuate something or create a false understanding of an incident, which is how these things can sort of be insidious in the mix of everything else going on.
Well, let's call on our expert on this for some help. Claire Wardle is a professor at the Brown University School of Public Health. She specializes in misinformation, verification, and user-generated content. The trajectory right now on this stuff seems to be headed in the direction of trust nothing, right, Kimberly? And here's what she said about that.
I'm increasingly hearing people say, well, I don't trust anything anymore. Could be a photo, could be a video. I've got no idea where it's coming from. So I'm not engaging anymore. I don't trust. And we've seen that actually happen with events in the Middle East, really traumatic, graphic imagery coming out of Gaza and people saying, well, that can't possibly be true. It's too upsetting.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons why that Kate Middleton photo became such a big deal for these big news agencies. They need to let their clients and everybody else who looks at photos from AFP or the Associated Press or whatever, or Reuters news agency, and know that those photos are real. So when something slips in like that, that has been altered, it's a real risk to them because people are already so skeptical of images and videos floating around. And so we are still here in the news media, as well as a culture, trying to figure out ways to let people know quickly what's real, what isn't, what's trusted and what shouldn't be trusted. And we haven't quite landed anywhere yet.
Absolutely. And there's also this notion of the liar's dividend, the idea that deepfakes can help create plausible deniability. Lying gets easier when the public is exposed to more sophisticated deep fakes, when we know that they're out there. I mean, it's good that we know that they're out there, but when we start to question everything, you know, that kind of creates its own issue. And here's Professor Wardle on that.
If I'm a politician that gets caught on a hot mic or something emerges of me doing something that I shouldn't have done, rather than say, sorry, I'm just going to say, wasn't me. Somebody created that. That's a deep fake audio. That wasn't a hot mic moment.
You know, this is coming up in legal contexts as well. Tesla's being sued for wrongful death for someone who was killed in one of the Teslas using autopilot. And as part of this case, they're talking about the claims that Elon Musk made about Tesla's autopilot feature. And in court filings, Tesla is out here saying, oh, well, you know, you can't say that this was definitely something that Musk said because it could have been a deep fake. And I want to read here from Mashable, which quoted the judge, which says, their position is because Mr. Musk is famous and might be even more of a target for deep fakes, his public statements are immune because this is stuff that he said in public. And they're saying, well, you never know. And so imagine this with politicians, as Dr. Wardle said, with hot mic moments, or even if someone has a secret recording where they want to use it in an investigation or an expose, it makes all these things a lot harder.
Yeah. And there was an example recently in the Taiwanese elections, the ruling party there, a key politician entered a hotel. There's an image, I should say, of this politician entering a hotel with a woman raising questions about their relationship. And the first defense was, oh, you know, the footage was AI generated. And it's still unclear at this point if it was or wasn't. We don't know. But, you know, you get this sense of just how valuable ground truth is, and losing mm-hmm. that sense of ground truth can be so incredibly destructive.
And this is why it's particularly important for people to find trusted sources and do the best you can. I mean, who knows? Maybe this will get people to start going to political rallies and events again so they can actually see with their own eyes and hear with their own ears what politicians are really saying.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Marketplace senior correspondent Kimberly Adams. Well, Professor Wordle offered us some tips on how to recognize a deep fake image. Start with the hands, Kimberly.
The hands, yes. Hands are really challenging for AI to generate accurately or even to manipulate accurately. We've got too many joints and veins and things like that. But there are lots of other things you can look at. Lines that don't line up in, you know, are lines too parallel, or are they not ending in the right place that you expect them to? Also, the lighting on people's faces. If there's a big group of people mixed up together, and yet somehow every single person is perfectly lit, you might want to be a little bit suspicious.
That was Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. This conversation was part of our limited series, Decoding Democracy, about mis and disinformation in the 2024 election. You can watch the full conversation on our YouTube. We're at Marketplace APM. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.